Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630-529-3400 or Deerfield 847-419-9898. I'd like to introduce my guest, Dr. Andrew Wong. Thank you for joining us today, Andrew.
Thank you, Linda, for having me.
So could you tell us your background, please?
Yes, I have been trained as a traditional medical doctor. I got my medical doctor MD degree from Tufts, and I graduated from Tufts University School of Medicine in 2004. And then went to Georgetown University Hospital for internship and residency, which I finished in internal medicine in 2007. So I've been board certified in internal medicine since then, mostly seeing adult patients. Starting in 2007, 2008, I started getting into integrative medicine, holistic medicine, started to go to nutrition courses, meditation, and started to also take different courses and certifications. About 2011, I started to do more with acupuncture. I got certified in medical acupuncture and also started to take functional medicine classes and got certified 2014 in integrative medicine through University of Arizona, did a fellowship through Dr. Wiles' program there, and then got certified in functional medicine as a Institute for Functional Medicine certified practitioner in 2016. So I've been practicing a combination of traditional conventional medicine as well as integrative functional medicine for the last 10 years or so. And we have a clinic here in Bethesda, Maryland that we can talk about later. But, you know, that's kind of my background and training.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's interesting that you trained as a traditional doctor and then later went down the route of the integrative medicine. How do you find the two working together?
Well, I was going to say my mom actually, she always has always been into organic food and natural living and everything. And I think she was one of the big, you know, inspirations for me in terms of, you know, I think going into more holistic care. So I've always wanted to do that. I think I always start now with more of a lifestyle medicine and natural medicine as much as we can. You know, if something is really acute and they need medication or surgery, then we'll recommend that. But otherwise, we try to work with the body because the body is trying to heal itself, and we try to do gentler treatments, you know, if possible. And I do think low-dose naltrexone is a treatment that, even though it is a medication, it's compounded, is something that works with the body instead of against the body. Mm-hmm. And it's more of a gentle treatment for a lot of people.
Okay. You said that you treat mainly adults. Do you treat some children, or is it?
Yes, we do. I don't really use low-dose naltrexone for kids, although I know that it can be. We see them more for digestive consultations. They might have food allergies or sensitivities or other things like chronic infections. So we'll see them more as consultation. Mm-hmm. We were not really seeing them as a primary pediatrics or family medicine at this point.
Okay.
But we are seeing kids, we are seeing kids 12 and up in our clinic in general, even for more primary type of a practitioner.
Mm-hmm. And you were telling me that you've been to was it a conference that you've just given a lecture on LDN on pain?
Well, there's an online summit that's coming up, and it's on pain and rehab. That's mm-hmm. being being given by naturopathic doctor, Dr. Emily Ganaway. So she invited me on that summit. And so I recorded it recently. So I think it should be out. Probably by the time this recording is out, it should be out this summer in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I did mine on a talk called Putting the Brakes on Chronic Pain with Lotus Naltrexone. So that was really fun to do some research on that and kind of delve into the literature on that. So I learned a lot from that, actually.
Okay. So tell us, I mean, are you using ultra-low-dose naltrexone alongside of opioids to help wean patients off, or do you start when patients are off opioids?
I mean, we don't see a lot of people on opioids in terms of our population, so I'm not really using the ultra-low dose. I'm more using the dose starting mostly at 1.5 milligrams. Sometimes we'll start at 0.5, more of a low dose, but I'm not really using the ultra-low dose, mostly because most of our patients are not on opioids. Mm-hmm. But they do have a lot of chronic pain, and it might be on chronic NSAID use, or they might just have chronic, you know, back pain and arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and things that typically, you know, haven't been able to manage. And maybe they don't want to be on biologic, or they don't want to be on, you know, medication, or they want to avoid surgery. So certainly LDN can be very helpful to reduce inflammation and pain for those individuals. But I'm probably starting at 1.5 or even 3.0 milligrams first. Mm-hmm. on a lot of people. If someone's sensitive, I'll start them at 0.5 or so. But I haven't really tried the super ultra-low dose yet.
Okay.
Because we just have a lot of people with opioids. We don't prescribe them in our practice either, so mm-hmm. we really deal with.
And any of your patients, I mean, what year did you say you started prescribing LDN?
About 8 years ago in 2012, I learned about it from another integrative medical doctor and started using his protocols, and also, you know, just experimenting myself with different patients, you know, needing different dosages and things like that. You know, some people are do great at 1.5, you know, others might need a 3.0 or more of the research space 4.5. So it really depends on the person. I've definitely found that people, not everyone needs 4.5, in my opinion. And then we've even gone up a little higher, like 6.0 so far. Some people do better with that. But the typical range is 1.5 to 4.5. But we've been prescribing LDN for about 8 years or so. And we've had a lot of game-changing results with people that, you know, may not have gotten that result without LDN. So there's been, and I can share some cases in a little bit if you'd like.
Yes, please. Just want to point out to people, whereabouts you are in Maryland, and, you know, what is your catchment area for people traveling to see you?
Yes, well, we specialize in integrative and functional medicine. We're in Bethesda, Maryland, which is a few miles outside of D.C. It's accessible via the metro or subway system or bus, you know, or car. So it's very close to D.C., but it's in Montgomery County, which is the county of Maryland. Just, I guess, northwest of D.C. And our catchment area, I think we in functional medicine, we're really looking at the root cause for a lot of different chronic health conditions, which may have not been fully addressed by other practitioners or, you know, figured out by the patient. So we'll end up seeing people with chronic pain or chronic fatigue, maybe chronic infections like Lyme disease and things like that. But, you know, basically people that want to kind of get to the underlying causes of why someone might be having, you know, that might be having that symptom or that issue. And we know that inflammation is a big driver of chronic illness, and that even after the trigger of chronic illness has been, you know, has been addressed, like say a leg might have gotten broken or, you know, something might have gotten injured, but then once that injury gets healed or that leg gets you know, get re-put together by the body, there may still be some inflammation. And we know that there's central sensitization, you know, there's basically situations where the brain, the spinal cord, and the overall nervous system is continuing to have this wind-up, you know, type of period. So we actually know that inflammation can be one of the mediators of continued pain, you know, continued dysfunction. So I think what we've realized with low-dose naltrexone is that we need to find ways like low-dose naltrexone and other ways as well to interrupt that cycle. of inflammation. But I would say, you know, chronic illness. And then also we have a segment of our practice that is interested in wellness and optimizing function. And there's not as much, you know, going on with them chronic health wise, but I think any condition that is considered chronic, I would say thyroid is big, you know, autoimmune conditions are also big in our practice. Gut health is big with regards to irritable bowel syndrome and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Mm-hmm. And we know that SIBO or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth is also helped with LDN because LDN also helps with gut motility. So we do use a combination of microbial treatments, gut healing, enzymes, things like that. And then we will add in some LDN usually, especially if the patient has autoimmune SIBO. We had a case maybe a year ago or so, a young woman was having about 20 years of gut issues and just basically couldn't tolerate, you know, different foods and had a lot of cramping and bad pain. And the LDN really was a game changer for her and allowed her to kind of get her gut back in order. Working order, so that was a pretty amazing case. Because you know sometimes you also tend to sometimes come into the clinic and then people might be having stuff for 20 years. You might be wondering, well, how can I help this person? But you know when that actually gets solved, it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, please, could you share some of your experience with us? You know, you said you could share some case studies. That would be very interesting.
Yes. I mean, I think again, because most of these conditions are caused by inflammation, some of the things that are seem very disparate, like very not connected, are actually connected. So I would say some of the ones that kind of came to mind that I was kind of preparing for this talk for, we have a 50-some-year-old lady with vitiligo, and we started her on LDN, and hypopigmentation started to fill in. And she's been on this for a number of years and continued to, you know, work. And then I think as we get her, if we took her off of it or she ran out of it, then the spots started to come back. And then we put her back on LD and vitiligo started to improve again. So that was pretty dramatic there. We've had some people with basically CRPS, where there's a lot of pain sensitivity. So LDN seems to help that. And there's research on CRPS as well, complex regional pain syndrome. And then also people with, I have one guy who's in his 50s who has some depression and anger issues. And, you know, the LDN seems to kind of mellow him out a bit, you know, I guess, you know, by increasing those beta endorphins, that's a pretty nice treatment. And we have quite a few people with chronic infections like Lyme, and they have joint pain, muscle pain, and they typically have a boost in energy with LDN, a reduction in brain fog and improvement of their energy. So then basically they just feel better overall and they can function better. So it really helps them along with other things like microbial treatment and gut healing, like I said before, and intravenous nutrition as well. But I would say other people that I think of are autoimmune kind of conditions. So we treat people with autoimmune conditions like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and Hashimoto's are some of the other ones. I have been trying LDN also with people with cancer to try to prevent cancer recurrence, but I haven't had as much experience with that yet in terms of outcomes. But I know there's some, you know, research on there on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Have any of your patients ever reported to you any adverse side effects when they first started LDN?
Some. I mean, I think insomnia is one of the common ones that we know about. And, you know, usually we have them start at bedtime, obviously. But, you know, if they are having insomnia, and I would say this is a very few amount, like certainly less than 10% of the people starting, probably 5% or so. But we'll just switch them to the morning, and they just take it with breakfast, and then they don't have insomnia anymore. Some people have reported vivid dreams, I think a couple people. But, you know, I think other than that, I haven't really had too many, maybe one or two people with nausea or so. But most of the time it's been pretty well tolerated, you know, especially compared to more conventional medication. It seems to be well tolerated for most people.
Mm-hmm. And the million-dollar question people ask us, how long is LDN going to take before I notice any effects?
Yes. Yeah, so I'll do some research on that. Yeah, I mean, I know that especially people have been kind of in this chronic condition mode for a long time, and they're really, really ready to kind of cure or to fix their problem yesterday, right? So, but this may take some time to reduce that inflammatory cycle. And I believe the research shows that you need about 3 to 6 months. And I believe there was a study at Emory, a retrospective study, but they looked at their charts, about 60 patients, I believe, in 2019, and they found that people that were on at least 3.0 milligrams for at least 6 months did better. They had less pain, and this was a study on chronic pain. So I'm kind of telling people that it may take up 6 months to be a result, you know, so just kind of hold tight on that and continue with the plan. I do, you know, see some people that, for whatever reason, they just kind of have that game-changing experience within a couple of days of taking it. But other people, it does take longer than that. So I would say up to 6 months would be sort of what I'm telling people now.
Mm-hmm. And is there any particular therapy you usually incorporate alongside of LDN?
Well, we have to look at other underlying causes of what's triggering the inflammation or what's triggering the immune system to be dysfunctional. So we use a functional medicine approach. It's very comprehensive. We'll look at brain health. We'll look at gut health using microbiome testing, micronutrient testing. We'll look at their autoimmune markers like thyroid, TPN, thyroglobulin, antibodies, and other blood tests. Vitamin D levels, you know, we want to repeat that. We also want to give people the opportunity to use physical therapy or other body work as ways to both detox the system and improve the mitochondria, improve their muscle activity and basically the firing of the muscles to improve improve ATP. So I think there's many things that can be done. I'm probably not mind-body, you know, so yoga, tai chi, qigong, therapy. You know, mind body work like heart math is something that's really good to reduce pain as well. Meditation. So there's so many things that can be done. I think you have to individualize it to the person and their kind of their preferences and what they're comfortable with, what they can continue to do. So and then to have people make lifestyle changes. You know, it's huge to have, you know, healthy nutrition and getting sleep to recover, to detox. To kind of manage your stress and then to promote healthy relationships. So all those things are really important. Mm-hmm. And we emphasize that in conjunction with LDN for sure. I forgot to mention cannabidiol, so CBD, either CBD or a combination of CBD and THC can also be very helpful too. Mm.
Yes, I mean, we've had a few presentations where LDN has shown to work synergistically with CBD, and you don't need the THC in most of the cases.
Yeah, I definitely would start with LDN plus CBD first, and that's a great immune modulating treatment, those two in combination without the THC. The other thing I was reading the other day was that LDN can help to accentuate the effect of acupuncture. That's another, because we know acupuncture is another treatment that can help reduce inflammation and modulate inflammation and immune system. So I would say, you know, I haven't tried that yet, but I'll try, you know, I think I'll let you know how that goes. You know, I think it makes sense to try to, you know, do different angles there to modulate the immune system.
How easy do you think your patients find changing their diet?
Well, it's always about lifestyle, and I think that eating food is a very it's an emotional experience. It's a physical experience. It's also emotional, mental, and spiritual experience. So food does bring up a lot of triggers in people, a lot of memories. You know, their brain pathways are kind of remembering when maybe mom gave them the apple pie or the blueberry pie or the cookies, you know, grandma baked some cookies, right? And that, you know, so to say to someone, hey, you can't eat cookies anymore, you can't eat gluten because it's going to cause inflammation, that's kind of going up against, well, then my mom and my grandmother baked cookies and pies, so, like, where is that going to come from? So you have to replace that dopamine hit with something else, maybe more of a memory of this and the love that's still there regardless of the food. You know, basically trying to disassociate the food from the emotion is probably important. So definitely working with a mind-body professional on that would be helpful. Or a health coach. You know, a health coach can also help with some of this too. We do have a health coach and mind-body professionals in our practice, too, that can be very helpful there. But definitely looking at the mind and body and how they're connected and really acknowledging that and emphasizing that is super important for making sustainable lifestyle changes, including nutrition, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So for people who would like to come and see you and have a consultation, I mean, are you also doing remote consultations or are they just face-to-face?
We are, I believe, right now with at least at the time of this recording of COVID-19 happening, we're able to see, and we do take insurance too, which is another thing that is it's helpful for some people. So with Medicare, I believe right now we're able to see people in all 50 states remotely, even a new patient. So that's one thing we could do. For the people in the D.C. area, which is the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, we can do remote. We can do in person. But yes, we are able to see remote. I think, you know, post COVID, everything's kind of opened up on the telehealth end. Mm-hmm. And we have Zoom as a platform that's kind of built into our EHR. So it's HIPAA compliant and things like that. So we've been doing that for, at least 2 months, maybe a little bit longer than 2 months now. And it's actually been pretty good. It's pretty smooth there.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell people your website address so they can go and find you?
Yeah. So our practice, yes, thank you. So our practice address—it's our practice is called Capital Integrative Health, which is located in Bethesda, Maryland. Our website is www.c as in capital, I as in integrativehealth.org. So it's cihealth.org.
Wonderful. It was amazing talking to you, Andrew, and thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you so much, Wanda. Appreciate it.
This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630-529-3400 or Deerfield 847-419-9898. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.